You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Cue the panic porn. There's another variant coming. Good morning, Boston. Okay, my friends. Omicron. Yep. Omicron. That is the name from the Greek alphabet that the WHO, the World Health Organization, has now given to a new variant. Apparently, it has originated from the southern part of Africa, South Africa, Botswana, Zimbabwe, sort of those countries. And Fauci is in a panic. Biden is in a panic. The medical establishment is in a panic. The fake news media complex, boy, do they love that panic porn. Oh, are they peddling it hard. So all weekend long, it was, did you have too much turkey? And we're all going to die from Omicron. So in response now to a new variant that has originated, it appears, in southern Africa, it has now spread to multiple other countries, and I'm going to get to that in just a second. Joe Biden said, we've got to do something now. Absolutely. Now, now, now. And so what did Dementia do? Dementia Joe has now imposed, yes, a travel ban on 8 African countries, South Africa, and 7 other African nations. Listen now to Joe Biden. Roll cut 1, lightning.
I've already gotten my release. I decided that we're going to be cautious, make sure there's no travel to and from South Africa and 6 other countries in that region, and except for American citizens who are able to come back. We don't know a lot about the variant, except that it is a great concern. It seems to spread rapidly, and I spent about a half hour this morning with my COVID team, led by Dr. Fauci, and so that was the decision we made.
So he sounds very tired. Apparently, he was partying hard in Nantucket. This was from Nantucket. He was partying at a $30 million mansion. Owned by a very prominent Democratic donor, a billionaire. And he partied for a good 5 days. So he stuffed his face, long nights, a lot of drinking. He had himself a good, well, for him, a lot of sleeping. Others were drinking, but he was sleeping. But anyway, he had himself a nice time in Nantucket. No question about it. So he met with Chicken Little. He met with Fauci. He met with his so-called medical team. And they told him, you have to impose a travel ban on now 8 in total, 8 African countries. Now, this is what I don't get. According to Joe Biden himself, when Trump imposed a travel ban very early on against the country that had originated and sent out the coronavirus, straight from that lab in Wuhan, straight from the city of Wuhan, when Trump said, whoa, 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 we got to try to nip this in the bud so it doesn't come to the United States, what did Joe Biden say about imposing a travel ban on China? What did the liberals and the media say about Trump imposing a travel ban on China? Listen now. This was Dementia Joe, March 27, 2020, on the campaign trail. Roll cut 1A, lightning.
This is no time for Donald Trump's record of hysteria, xenophobia, hysterical xenophobia, to and fear mongering.
You see, it was then xenophobic. It was racist. It was fear-mongering. You see, when Trump imposed the travel ban on the very country that created the coronavirus, originated the coronavirus, disseminated and spread the coronavirus. Oh, no, no, no. Hey, you don't touch my Chinese communist paymasters. No, 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 no. That's racist. That's xenophobic. Well, let me get this straight now. You're now imposing a travel ban on multiple black African countries, not just South Africa. It's Namibia, it's Mozambique, it's Botswana, it's Zimbabwe, it's Lesotho, it's country after country after country. They're all overwhelmingly black. So by his definition, I'm just going by his definition, by the definition of liberals under Trump, I'm using your own standard now. Joe Biden is a racist against blacks. This is a racist, bigoted travel ban. By your definition, I'm just using your definition. Where's Black Lives Matter? Where's Jesse Jackson? Reverend Jesse Jackson. Where's the non-reverend Al Sharpton? I can just go on. How come now they're not screaming racism? See, how come suddenly now they're all quiet? That's number one. Number two, the Omicron variant. Forget Southern Africa. Yes, it appears it originated there, but it's already spread. It's in Canada. Cases have already been confirmed in Canada, in Belgium, in Britain, in France, in Germany, in Italy. So a travel ban against Southern African countries is going to be absolutely useless. You know why? Because it's highly transmissible. Apparently, it spreads very quickly, very fast, and they're already finding it in countries all over Europe. Hell, just north of us in Canada. And now they're saying it could even be appearing in countries in Asia. So, in other words, it's already spreading everywhere. And the Canadian case came through Nigeria, and they're not even on the travel ban. So, do you see how ineffective this is? It's just, look, you know what this is? It's just another cheap political stunt by Biden to make it seem like he's doing something when in reality, he's doing nothing. Now, there's a deeper point. And many of you have already made this point in emails to me over the entire weekend, and God bless you. If you have our southern border wide open, baby, you can impose all the travel bans you want. Hell, you can ban every country in Africa. Hell, ban every country in Europe. Hell, ban every country in Asia. You can ban over 200 countries. It still makes no difference. When your southern border is wide open and literally now it's millions, millions of illegal aliens, over 2 million now, this year and counting, illegal alien migrants are pouring in across that southern border, untested, unvaccinated. Hey, they can have a million variants. It's all going to be coming into our country. So the travel ban is nothing. It's political theater. It's completely useless and ineffective. Now, the deeper point is this regarding Joe Biden, that now the Democrats and liberals need to confront. Under his watch, now more Americans have died with the coronavirus than during the Trump presidency. Let me repeat that. More Americans have now died under Joe Biden in 10 months than died under Trump for an entire year. According to Joe Biden, Trump was a murderer. Trump should be disqualified from being president of the United States because he had 220,000 deaths on his watch when they debated in October of 2020. And according to Joe Biden, if an American president has this many deaths under him, he has no right to be president of the United States. Joe Biden is now looking at 307, forget 220, 379,000 deaths from with the coronavirus under his watch. So, by his own definition, by Biden's own definition, he's got to go. He's got to go. To me, I don't, if I'm a Republican right now, this is the only line of attack. There's no other line of attack. Here, here's exactly what he said in a debate with Trump. Quote, anyone who is responsible for that many deaths, and that was 220,000, should not remain as president of the United States of America. He said that this disqualified Trump from holding the presidency. Well, if that's the case, Joe, forget 220. We've had 379,000 deaths under your watch, and Trump did not have the vaccine. Yes, he helped develop the vaccine. He set up the system to distribute the vaccine. You inherited all of that. But mass vaccination really began under you. So, you've now have more deaths than Trump, many more deaths, and you had the vaccine and you still blew it and bungled it. So by Biden's own metric, by the standard used by him, the media, the Democrats and liberals, who said that Trump is a murderer, Trump is unfit to be president because so many Americans died with the coronavirus. Well, I'll tell you what, my friends, you apply that same logic, that same standard to Democrats and to Biden. Biden needs to go. He has failed on the coronavirus and failed miserably. Your reaction next. The great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, listen now to Dementia Joe. This was Joe Biden in October 2020 during the presidential debate with then President Trump. Listen to what he said. Roll it, Marita.
220,000 Americans dead. You hear nothing else I say tonight. Hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
Now, you got to go. You got to go. I'm sorry. By his benchmark, by his metric, by his standard, forget 220. It's now 379,000 deaths under Joe Biden's watch, and that's in less time than Donald Trump. So, and with the vaccine. So, I'm just, you know, it's about time that these Democrats and Biden be held accountable. So, you said the standard to remove Trump, 220,000 deaths. But anyone who does this or has this under their watch has no business and should be disqualified from being president of the United States. No business to be president. Well, step down. Go. Go, because you're practically now almost doubling that 220. So that's point number one. But in other words, he has been a disaster in dealing with the coronavirus. Infinitely worse than Trump. Infinitely worse. More deaths, more hospitalizations, more economic destruction, more the insane vaccine mandates. On every score, he has failed. He has failed the American people. But moreover, what also did he say? And if you remember, he kept saying it again and again and again. Judge me by how I deal with the coronavirus. And he vowed, remember he said he had a secret plan. A secret plan to stop and, quote, shut down the virus within 100 days. Within 100 days, he said, I'm not shutting down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus. And that the virus would be gone within 100 days. Oh, boy, that was a long time ago, my friend. Because that virus, hey, now you're discovering a new variant. Now you're imposing a travel ban. Now you're telling us we all have to be afraid of something called Omicron. So by his own benchmarks, by his own standards, his own metrics, he has been a dismal failure and he should be disqualified from office and stepped down. Because the way they demagogued Trump, it was disgusting. I never saw a presidential candidate defame another candidate the way Biden defamed Trump on that very issue. That he had the blood of 220,000 Americans on his hands. This guy now has got 379,000 and counting. And counting.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
And that furthermore, he said, and I'll read you the quote, that not one American, he said, should have died with the coronavirus. It was all because of Trump. Really? Really? But you put me in power, and within 100 days, this virus is being shut down. Because he had a secret plan. Where was this secret plan? We don't know. Maybe in the basement. I don't know. Maybe Jill has it. Maybe it's on Hunter Biden's laptop. Who knows where the hell that secret plan was? There was no secret plan. It's obvious. He's a BSer. He's a chronic BSer. He's a chronic liar. And if you want to know why, have you seen the latest poll numbers? Ay, ay, ay. In a head-to-head matchup, Trump annihilates Biden. I mean, it's not even close. In the latest national poll from Rasmussen, Trump now has a 13-point national lead over Biden. And if you look at all the key battleground states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, run down the list, Biden gets annihilated by Trump. In fact, you have numerous voters admitting they have buyer's remorse. Now, why? Because this guy was able to run a phony fake campaign from his basement, never having to answer any serious questions, with the media that covered up for him every step of the way. And so what they ended up getting is not what they were sold. And now they realize Biden is almost a vegetable. He's almost a vegetable. And by 2024, he's definitely going to be a vegetable. So this guy has failed on every aspect of dealing with the coronavirus. Never mind inflation. Never mind Afghanistan. Never mind the supply chain crisis. Never mind the border. Never mind the crime wave and skyrocketing crime. Let all of that go. Just let all of that go. On the seminal issue that he said he was going to fix. On the seminal issue that he said Trump had been such a failure and had been so negligent that he should be disqualified from office, he has now performed infinitely worse than Trump. And he's still in office. Why? If, you know, as one person once put it, if the Democrats didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards. You apply their standard to Biden. Biden is a mass murderer. Biden has been disqualified. Biden is no longer fit to be the president of the United States. And if you think slapping on a dinky travel ban on 7-8 African countries is going to solve this variant, the Omicron, then I got some swampland in Florida you may be interested in. Because the sad fact of the matter is, and I'm going to get to this after I take some of your calls, is that this is more fear-mongering, this is more panic porn, and let me tell you what it shows me. It shows me they know they're going to get annihilated, shellacked, I mean destroyed in the midterm elections. And so now, cue up the panic porn, cue up the fear-mongering, cue up the hysteria to try to implement universal mail-in balloting. It's time to start scaring people again, because they got to try to steal the midterms because of this loser in the White House. Your reaction, your calls, next. Great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. Ah, the sky's falling again now. Yeah, it's falling again. They need something. They gotta do the universal mail-in balloting. So they don't know what to do now with Dementia Joe. So now they found a new variant, the Omicron variant in Southern Africa. And so now cue the panic porn. Now it's lockdowns, potentially. This could be even worse than the Delta variant. And we have to start all over again, and more vaccines and more boosters. And I mean, they're going nuts on the mainstream media all weekend long. Fauci's going nuts. Biden's going nuts. Everybody's going nuts. So I want to ask you, it's the Cooner Country poll question of the day, sponsored by Kelly Financial Services. Do you support or do you agree with Biden's travel ban on Africa? Yes or no? You can vote on our webpage, wrko.com/Cooner, K-U-H-N as in Nancy E-R, wrko.com/Cooner, K-U-H-N as in Nancy E-R. You can also vote, we're still on Twitter, at our handle, at the Cooner Report, K-U-H-N as in Nancy E-R, or you can also vote on our official Cooner Report Facebook page, K-U-H-N as in Nancy E-R. So, do you agree with the travel ban? Number one. Number two, is it racist? Is it xenophobic? Because that's what Biden and the Democrats and the liberals and the media said about Trump when he imposed a travel ban on communist China. They said it was xenophobic, it was racist, it was intolerant. It's not who we are. So, do they owe Trump another apology? And I'm really serious. I'd love to hear from the libs on this one. Why was it racist and xenophobic for Trump to impose a travel ban on the original coronavirus that originated and disseminated from China? But it's not racist and xenophobic against blacks and black Africans when now Biden imposes a travel ban on multiple countries from Southern Africa. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, lines are loaded. Jeff in Lawrence. Thanks for holding, Jeff, and welcome.
Morning, Jeff. I just have a few quick points.
Yes.
I do agree with banning any travel from Africa, but you have to ask yourself, what's the point when we have our southern border completely wide open? Biden obviously is, his brain is gone. Even if you're coherent, any solution by him or any of these other clowns that we have running our government, like Pelosi, and I mean, look at Kamala Harris. I mean, she was at a loss for words a week or so ago when she was questioned about, I forget what it was, but that's the problem. These lawyers, they're lawyers. No,
it was inflation, no Jeff. Jeff, they asked her about what to do with inflation. Yes. And you know what she said?
Right.
She said prices are going up.
I swear, I'm
serious. That's what she said. Gas prices are going up and food prices are going up.
One thing, if you read any books by Von Hayek, one of the takeaways from that is anytime government proposes a solution, the solution usually causes more problems.
Yes.
And then, of course, they have to create more solutions. So, you know, when this all started, remember what Fauci said, too. Remember that he talked about the lockdowns continuing through 2022. So that's a dead giveaway for they want to keep this going to steal the next election. And I'm with you on that. I completely believe that. And you can't believe their statistics anyway, because you had hospitals reporting all these Fauci flu deaths and attributing, you know, the people that died of heart attacks, but they were in the hospital and they may have tested for symptoms. But what really killed them was advanced stages of cancer or a weakened immune system or a heart attack. The data's all over the map. Nobody
knows. You're dead on. No, Jeff, look, Jeff, please don't misunderstand me. You are 1,000% correct. They were padding the numbers. They're still padding the numbers. It's the numbers are not did you die because of or due to the coronavirus. It's did you die with the coronavirus. So you die in a car accident, COVID death. You jump off a building, commit suicide, COVID death. You have leukemia, whatever, stage 4 cancer, COVID death. My only point is this. When they have said that number was 220,000 under Trump, that disqualified him from holding the presidency, that he was a mass murderer with blood on his hands. Now, Biden is set to eclipse all the numbers of deaths under Trump's watch for a full year. And unlike Trump, Biden's had the vaccine. So more Americans have died, 379,000 under Biden than under Trump. So I'm just saying, by their definition, by their standards, Biden's got to go. He's a mass murderer.
They're not even accounting for all the deaths from the people that have taken the vaccine and had adverse reactions. Why don't we lump that in there?
Bingo.
Swept
Bingo.
Drug too.
Bingo. No, Jeff, you're dead on. Jeff, thank you very much for that call. I mean, you see how ridiculous the hypocrisy of the entire media and the Democratic Party? So you condemn Trump for people dying with the coronavirus. In fact, Biden made the most ridiculous statement that not had he been president, he said not one person would have died with COVID. Not one. And I remember at the time I said, are these people mad? You think the Germans blame Angela Merkel for people dying with the coronavirus? Or the Prime Minister of Italy or Macron or Boris Johnson or I don't know, or Justin Trudeau in Canada? It's a pandemic. It's a virus. People will die from a virus. Who blames a political leader for people dying from a virus? Only the sick liberal moonbats. So, okay. You want to play that game? We'll play your game. By your standard, Joe Biden is unfit to be president and is a mass murderer. He's got to go. Now, what's Biden's excuse? You had the vaccine. It was given to you on a silver platter by Trump and the entire distribution system. And there's still more people dying under your watch than under Trump? By the way, if the vaccine works, let me just state the obvious. If the vaccine works, why have more people died under Biden than under Trump? For a whole year, at the height of the pandemic, we had no vaccine whatsoever. Yet less people died under Trump's watch than now under Biden's watch. And remember, with Trump, it was 12 months. Biden, it's 10 months. So in less time, with a vaccine, more people have died with COVID under Biden. To me, it's pretty obvious. The vaccine is not working. In fact, if anything, maybe the vaccine is lowering people's immunity and in the long run, hurting them should they contract the virus another time. I mean, if more people are dying with the vaccine than when there was a vaccine, maybe something's wrong with the vaccine. I mean, hello, am I wrong? 617-266-6868 is the number. David in Pittsburgh, PA. David, thanks for holding and welcome.
Hey, how was your Thanksgiving, Jeff? I hope you had a wonderful time with your family.
I did. I think I ate too much, but, you know, that's life.
Yeah, well, I kind of divulged into some wild turkey, so Black Friday is a little foggy for me. But, yeah, hey, Jeff, let's go with the numbers that you were just talking about. You know, under Biden, it's going to eclipse Trump's numbers, right? The number of communist virus deaths, okay? Now, with Falsiestein, that's what I call him, Falsiestein, okay? Under his watch, we know he messed up the AIDS epidemic back in the 80s, Jeff. So he should have been gone during, you know, the Reagan years, but we'll let that slide. Jeff, if anything, I think this vaccine is killing more people. So they want to call Trump a killer? Why don't they call Biden a killer? But, hey, like Jesus our Lord said, Jim Carrey and Liar Liar, let the truth set you free, right, Jeff? I mean, come on now. You know, it's amazing.
Oh, David, I want to ask you, do you think Biden is getting blamed for his pathetic handling, his inept handling of the coronavirus? Is that a major reason why his numbers are tanking?
I don't think the media is that. I think the numbers are tanking because people are seeing the falsehood of the Democrat Party. And people that vote, Jeff, know that. And I'm not meaning to give Biden some credit, but he was yanked to the left by the squad. I call him the dumb broad squad. And Schumer and Pelosi. He was yanked more left, which means he's a puppet, you know? And Kamala Harris, who's really president, not only during the colonoscopy, I think Biden needed a brain knock after me, if you ask me, because he doesn't have one up there. Instead of going you know where, I think they should have done his brain, because they're going to find more less up there than in his backside. You know what I mean, Jeff? So, I mean, I'm just trying to make a comparison, you know, and make everybody laughing after the holiday. You know, because it's, Jeff, it makes you laugh. They're so, Democrats are so asinine stupid. I mean, Jeff, just look at on global warming, okay, real quick, if I can. Their argument is that carbon dioxide, which has been around for years, causes global warming and causes what's called the greenhouse gases, correct, Jeff?
Yeah, well, we've had global warming carbon dioxide since the beginning of time. So you're dead on, David. I mean, they're so stupid. It's unbelievable. David, thank you very much for that call.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.